This article appeared in the winter 2013 issue of UU World magazine. As I Ebb Toward the End of Life, for Ryland and Kai, by Everett Hoagland. As a child at the shore, I was assured by my grown-ups that if I held any sand and water-worn conch shell to my ear, I would hear the sea. And I did, or so it seemed to me. In the summers of my prime, I assured the same thing to my own waterborne children and held seashells to their ears, asking them if they could hear the ocean's roar and backdrop din in the death-hallowed shells, and they would nod yes. Later, in the mid-beach tide pools of my consciousness on the east shore of Middle Passage, banked by bluffs of belief and sand-duned world history, I held hand-sized cowries to my ear and heard the waves' unscrolling roll call of forcibly drowned African names, heard sand-ground groan prayers, curses, cries, screams, pleas of 5 centuries, many thousand gone by slave ships into the bottomless blues of that deep salt water hyphen between African and American. But these post-prime days, as time wears down my body and the ebbing tide of life weathers my mind, just as waves of salty seawater weather driftwood at the shore, watching my frolicking young grandsons play in tide pools and splash in the surf and splash seawater on one another, whenever I hold a spiral remnant of a conch shell to my good ear, I hear nothing but the ocean's measured music, its crescendos, diminuendos, and my grand boy's healthy, joyful laughter. Everett Hoagland is a member of First Unitarian Church in New Bedford, Massachusetts. He was the first poet laureate of New Bedford, 1994 to 1998, and is emeritus professor of English at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth. This is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocalese, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.